says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We're back, folks. And we're only going to have Paul Fromm with us for a little while. Paul, how long can you stay?
Oh, no, I'm good till 5.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I got on half an hour late. The things I had to do, I sort of front-ended to the early afternoon.
Okay, all right, super. That would be 5 Eastern time?
Yeah, like another hour.
Okay, super, wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
So and, we're on two or three today, tonight, today.
Well, you know, I'll have to, I don't know yet.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm good for the next hour.
Yeah, I'll carry it all the way, but yeah, we might have a third hour tonight, folks, so stay tuned for that. The rough and tumble, the hurly-burly of live radio. Well, that's great.
Jamie, I think we mentioned this before, but both of us were John Birchers, and I was a speaker for the American American Opinion Speakers Bureau, and I used to write for American Opinion and Review of the News, and so I knew a lot of John Birchers, and many of them were good people, but there was also sort of an undercurrent of almost reveling in doom, that nobody was really good enough. Everybody, you know, the standard line was that Canada was 100% controlled by the communists, and I think America was 98%. And you know, it's important to realize the power of communism. Nowadays, it would be cultural Marxism, but they don't control everything. And there was a tendency to treat everybody that might be a possible hero as basically an agent of the insiders. I remember at one meeting I was told by a couple of gloomy John Birchers from Buffalo, New York, that, well, I'd said something good about then-President Ronald Reagan. I was told, well, you know, Ronald Reagan's a communist. And, not to say there weren't bad influences around Reagan. Yes, there were. But that puts you people into almost the mindset that everything's hopeless. We'll just sit around and kind of entertain each other with stories of how bad it is. But because it's so bad and the communists control everything, well, there's no point in actually doing anything. And that leads, I think, to kind of self-indulgent fence sitting. You know, there's no point doing anything because communists control everything. There's no point supporting anybody. Donald Trump, you know, his daughter has become Jewish and is married to a Jew. I don't deny that. I don't deny that bothers me.
Well,
but I also look at the great things Trump has done and the distance he's carried us. And, you know, so I would throw out to people who are, you know, Trump skeptics, if not him, then who? You know, the Libertarian Party candidate, he's a disaster.
Right.
Who is the only one that even partly gets the immigration invasion?
Folks, back when Paul and I...
Oh, it's Donald Trump.
Yeah, and folks, back when Paul and I were John Birchers, and Paul, I didn't know that you were part of the American Opinion Speakers Bureau. I would have.
Oh yes, I spoke all over the. From Alaska New Hampshire.
I would have brought you out to our Kansas City chapters to.
Oh, I would have loved it. I'd never been to Missouri in those days.
Well, and the so small world. But folks, you know, back in those days, which is the 70s and before.
I mean, we're so old. We're talking about the 1670s.
The 60s, yeah. The situation was, I don't know, give us, you know, your own number, four times better than it is now. But there were people saying it's too late. One of the central tenets of Robert Welch's founding book, The Politician, was that Dwight D. Eisenhower was a communist. And he didn't have much evidence for this, but it was, you know, instead of going for the real issue, which Revelo Oliver did, Revelo Oliver, who was one of us as a Bircher, he said, you know, the real issue is race. Yes. To Robert Welch. It's not whether Dwight Eisenhower was a communist. Come on, what a side issue. It's race. And Robert Welch said, no, we're not gonna put those race articles that you're writing, Revelo Oliver, brilliant, brilliant professor. We're not gonna put those in American Opinion magazine. And they had a big firefight. Revelo Oliver stomped out.
Yes.
More power to him. Now, this is before the days of the internet, so a lot of us in the John Birch Society didn't learn of this exit by Revelo Oliver because it was not talked about in the magazine. But the gloom and doom, you know, it's, and I don't want to belittle people. It's easy to get discouraged. But here's what I want to say to you folks. The Occidental Quarterly is the best magazine we have. It's better than American Opinion, a lot better than American Opinion. It's the best magazine for patriots on earth.
It's the best magazine since Inspiration.
Yeah, exactly. And if Wilmot Robertson were still alive, he'd either be the editor or premier writer in the Occidental Quarterly. Richard McCulloch, he is one of the giants in our thinking, and he has a tremendous article in this issue. Pointing out that Donald Trump, in a hundred different ways, is really helping us out. And the Kevin McDonald then has his article, Populism Rising, the Donald Trump Phenomenon, as Implicit White Revolt. Kevin McDonald makes the same point. Now, folks, these are, I offer this, Paul, these are two minds that there's no possible question that these are. It'd be like calling someone saying, I have doubts about whether William Shakespeare is a great writer. These two minds are 24-karat gold, geniuses of a historic proportion. So, you folks out there, you could have your doubts about Pat Buchanan. That's neither here nor there. It's not that important. But I want to point out that Pat Buchanan is on the same page as Richard McCulloch and the same page as Kevin McDonald. And he agrees with these two giants in his enthusiasm about the Trump phenomenon.
I think, you know, the people who are naysayers, they're right up to a point. We don't want to be taken advantage of. I know there are a lot of people who, from time to time, have thrown their all into something only to be disappointed. I think a lot of people were disappointed with Ron Paul. He's good on many issues, but hopeless on others. What I think we have to do is let's look at the available options, and the only person who's even in the ballpark is Donald Trump. Well, let's go in there enthusiastically for him, and yes, let's keep our eyes and ears open and our wits about us. None of us is a groupie. I see some of Trump's faults. I see tremendous strength. And we've got to go for the guy who has already changed the debate.
Yes, he has.
And our enemies at the SPLC and other jabberers on the left and among the Zionist lobby, they know damn well the forces that Trump has unleashed. They're amazed at the unity of whatever they want to call us. You know, the populists or the nationalist movement or the white nationalist movement or the racial realists, whatever you want to call us, they know that, you know, with virtually no exception, we are united. Professor Kevin McDonald, Don Black, David Duke, yourself, and a whole lot of other people, Pat Buchanan, we all see it, and we know how many doors Trump has kicked open for us. We now see, and you know, we're not sure quite how the shootings of last week are going to play out, but I hear chatter on the internet that a lot of people are saying, we've had it. We've had it giving into minorities. We've had it with this endless prostration to these minorities. We need a politician who can stand tough.
And right, and now, and get this.
Is that Hillary Rodham Clinton?
Yeah, and I'll get this. Donald Trump announced 1 year ago on June 18th, the next day, and I'm just using Pat Buchanan as an example, folks, of what I think is a great patriot and somebody who really is perceptive. He can stand for a lot of others. On June 19th, the next day, Pat Buchanan, now Donald Trump wasn't even in the picture the day before, not in the picture in any way. Nobody was talking about him. He wasn't in the race. Zero. Okay. On June 19th, 24 hours later, Pat Buchanan cranks out a column, The Anti-Politician, about Donald Trump. He gets it right on day one. Okay, and then in succeeding columns, I'm going to go through these. About every 3 days, I'm looking at it, it's about every 3 days, Pat Buchanan cranks out a column. Hard to do, folks. Try doing it. It
yes,
ain't easy.
It is.
Polished, brilliant. You know, if you and I tried to do that, boy, you know, we'd need help from our mothers. The way I did with my homework in junior high. So here we go. Let's look at this. Titles from Donald Trump since then. Just days later, Trump and the GOP border war. Let's see. I'm just going through it. Could Trump win? He asked a few days later. Taking down the Donald. Just a couple weeks later, he recognizes that the neocons are trying to take down Donald Trump. He pens a column, Taking Down the Donald. GOP, next column, next day. GOP elites call for purge of Trump. Next day, immigration, issue of the century. Next column, a couple days later, Hillary, nominee or indictee. Next column, is Trumpism the new nationalism? And his answer is yes, okay? Which is what Paul and I have been espousing for, you know, most of our adult lives. In Paul's case, all of his life, including his youth. next column. Let's see. Disintegrating America. He's talking about Trump. Then he gets to those renegade Republicans, damning them. Next column. Let's see. Putin, friend or foe in Syria. That's when Donald Trump said, hey, you know what? Putin's got it right in Syria, and I don't want to go to war with Russia. Okay. Trump nailed it, and Buchanan endorsed what he was saying. Then he goes, the Pope's world and the real world. This is when the Pope made his nonsensical comments about immigration and was at the Mexican border. And Pat Buchanan, a Catholic, a very devout Catholic, sided with Donald Trump against the Pope. Pretty significant. Then he goes, war party targets, Putin and Assad, the same theme. Let's see. To end wars, Trump versus Sanders. He's talking about the fact that Trump will end this endless warfare. Can Trump be stopped? America in search of a cause. This was about Trump. Is the Pope toying with heresy, damning the Pope? Let's see here. Can Europe survive this invasion? He's right on the theme that Paul's been on all these decades. The Republican war over war policy, backing Trump. Let's see. Will Europe man up? Next column. Stumbling to war with Russia. He's condemning the Paul Ryans who are talking about war with Russia. The haunted campaign of Jeb Bush. Are Trump and Putin right? These are his titles. Why liberal media hate Trump. America and France turn right. This is with the rise of the National Front and Donald Trump. An establishment unhinged. He's talking about the neocons losing their minds over Donald Trump. America First or World War III. This is December of 2015. It's on and on. Is the West disintegrating? I'll just skip some now. But what I'm point I'm making, folks, is every 3 days, this man writes a column that's read by millions of people. It's posted everywhere. He's really reaching a lot of people. And he's, I believe he's 77, and he's cranking these columns out every 3 days. He did a video, Is Trump the New Pat Buchanan? Pitchfork Politics, the next column. Pat Buchanan says Donald Trump is the future of the Republican Party. That was January 2016. He's rejecting all these Bushes and other people. The rejection election, that's what he's talking about, this election, is a new era upon us. Again, Trump. He made a video. Before Donald Trump, there was Pat Buchanan. And then he goes, let's see, I'll just jump way ahead. Trump is right on trade. Trump channels Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan, Donald Trump's rise is the rejection of a quarter century of Bush Republicanism. Folks, it couldn't get more perfectly in tune with my message and your message and Paul's message than what you see right here. Is Trump right about NATO? Former Pat Buchanan advisor, let's see, starts petition, we will walk from the GOP. That was a former Pat Buchanan advisor who said, if Donald Trump is stopped, we'll leave the GOP. If he's sabotaged, we're gone. We're out of here. Then here's what Trump has wrought. And here the rest of the title, which is not showing here, is the rebirth of nationalism in America. And is the GOP risking suicide when they're defying Trump? At last, America first. That's April. Bush Republicanism is dead and gone. That's May. Who promoted Private Ryan? That's in May. Yeah. Trump or Ryan? Who speaks for the GOP? That's in May. Is Mitt on a suicide mission? That's in May. Who's the conservative heretic? That's in May. The Great White Hope. Who do you think he's talking about? The Great White Hope in May. Donald Trump. Now, there's quite a phrase, isn't it? Great White Hope. And in that column, he refers to the... who was the great fighter who stopped the black boxer? Somebody, a caller, can help us out with that. But that was that the phrase "the Great White Hope" originated around 1915 when there was a black versus white heavyweight title fight. Will there always be an England? We read that column here on this show. One of the most brilliant columns I've ever read. Hillary rejects America first. The Donald and the La Raza judge. Why Trump must not apologize. Has Trump found the formula? The answer is yes. After Brexit, a Trump path to victory. Now we're in June of this year. Why Trump is routing the free traders, July. Will the West survive the century this month? And is the latest column, is Hillary morally unfit to be president? July 7th. And folks, I can just tell you, I'm waiting. You know, I mean, the next column should be out in the next 24 hours. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be brilliant. It's going to be backing Donald Trump. And it's going to be waking up lots of people, many more people than we can reach on this radio show. Paul, your comment?
No, I entirely agree with you. And the fact we tend to be individualists in the, white nationalist movement and the freedom movement. And when you see so much unanimity around Pat Buchanan, around Donald Trump, I mean, I think it really says something. When you get people like Kevin McDonald, Don Black, Representative Dr. David Duke, yourself, the American Freedom Party, yeah, I mean, by all rights, the American Freedom Party should be against Donald Trump because we have a presidential candidate. But
right.
People like our leader, William Johnson, see the big picture. And I think we've all got to do that.
Yes. Good point, Paul. We'll come back to it right after this break. We'll get to Charlie in Louisiana and Caesar in New York. Gotta keep my eyes from the circulation.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and let's go to some callers. I want to throw out some more material, but let's go to callers first. Charlie in Louisiana, are you there, Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie in L.A. Anyhow.
Oh, in L.A. Okay, yeah. And thank you. I'll bet you were able to finish a book or eat dinner while you waited.
Pretty much. You know, I don't think... People in the government don't make enough money, don't have a good enough incentive to really care about what Hillary Clinton and what she's up to. I mean, it's very likely that in this caper, it's just basically Israeli intelligence and AIPAC keeping track of her and her followers on who's in on this two-state solution, what's going on with, you know, Palestinian rights. There's just not, the government people are just too scared to deal with this issue. And Pat Buchanan knows what day it is. You know, I think he was probably right to go in line with Comey on that. I mean, what are you going to do? How are you going to deal with those people? You can't deal with them because nobody's got the guts to do it.
Oh, Buchanan has the guts. He's 77. He's not afraid of somebody, you know, whacking him. No, Buchanan's got the guts. This was his honest, you know, the guy is incredibly smart. There are very few people who ever reached the level of intelligence Pat Buchanan has reached. And no, that was just his, you know, it's a very perceptive thing. And imagine you're the FBI director yourself, okay? And this is your case. And Charlie, it's your case. You're the FBI director. America is about to decide whether they're going to have Hillary Clinton as president or Donald Trump. It's maybe the most momentous election in our history. Maybe
Well, certainly the most momentous election in our lifetime, Jamie, at least going back to 64. Yeah.
And so you're the FBI director. You know Hillary's a dirtbag. You know she's committed a lot of things that would put should put most people in jail. And he said that, by the way. He said if she were still... He said if she were still the Secretary of State, she'd be bounced, and she'd lose her security clearance, and all kinds of disciplinary actions would be taken against her. She's not Secretary of State anymore. So this has to be an indictment for past actions. It has to go to a jury trial, and it would take at least a year to adjudicate. So when you do this, Charlie, think about it. You, as the FBI director... You know, you're supposed to be a very neutral person. As the FBI director, you're supposed to be serving all of America. You're not, you know, Obama's FBI director or Richard Nixon's FBI director. The FBI director is supposed to be an independent chief law enforcement officer, or at least at the federal level. And so, you know, you're going to go before – imagine, you've got to make a choice. Am I going to call the election by myself, or am I going to leave it up to the ability of the American people to have a brain? In other words, if the American people are so mindless and so stupid that they're going to elect Hillary Clinton, what really does it matter whether she gets indicted or not?
Yeah, I agree with Comey. I think that's right. I mean, I don't think that's out of line. I mean, that's what sort of happened. But I'm just saying is that the real issues around these typical capers is the usual cast of characters in espionage. And so unless somebody, you know, nobody cares enough to worry about their pensions and their easy life than to get tangled up into these things that always seem to pop up when it comes to things in the Middle East. And I just don't think there's enough backbone and nobody cares enough to do it. So,
okay. And let me give you one of the usual cast of characters, Charlie, that I think you'll enjoy this clip. Let's see if I can bring this up for you. I'm going to try to get an actual clip for you, an audio clip. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, incredible. She did an interview. Talk about somebody stepping out of line. You know, the FBI director think, you know, trying to not interfere in American politics. Here's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She doesn't share that theory. Let me see if I can find the audio. Maybe I'll find it later, but here's the story. Ruth Bader Ginsburg makes prediction for November election. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she doesn't want to think about the possibility of Donald Trump winning the White House.
Oh.
I'll come back with more of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She can't be replaced on the Supreme Court soon enough. Stay tuned.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. MLD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks.
Hey, you should play the whole thing, Jamie. That doesn't get any better than that.
Yes, and, you know, Merle Haggard, I'll tell you what, he'd be the main act at the Republican-Trump convention if he had not died on April 6th. I found a little audio for you. The Ruth Bader Ginsburg weighed in on the Trump phenomenon today, and here's what she had to say. Let me find her. Oh boy, let's see if I can find it. It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. with her unsolicited opinion on Donald Trump. Here, we don't have audio. She gave an interview. We don't have an audio tape of it. I wish we did. Here, but here's what she said.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg tapping the scales for Hillary. In an interview with the Associated Press, Ginsburg says she can't stand the thought of Donald Trump winning the presidency, saying, quote, "I don't want to think about that possibility, but if it should be, then everything is up for grabs." She then predicted a Clinton victory will happen in November.
That's a Supreme Court justice, Paul. You know? Paul, are you there? Let's see. We may have lost Paul. Well, let's go to a caller. Caesar in New York. Are you there, Caesar?
Yeah, how are you today, Jamie?
Yeah, we may have lost a connection there with Paul.
How are you today, Jamie?
Oh, I'm great. Did you hear that Ruth Bader Ginsburg interview?
Yeah, I just heard it, Jamie. I'm calling you because this morning when I went to the cigar shop, they have the newspapers. I wanted to play my numbers. It was either the Inquirer or the Globe. They have a huge story on Hillary and the Clinton Foundation and the Sludge Fund. The guy's name that wrote the review was Olsen, O-L-S-E-N, but I don't remember the last name. And it's very, very deep in detail. They said that the Clinton Foundation is basically a slush fund. And from what I understood, it seems that she was using her position as Secretary of State to sell secrets to foreign nations, and they were dropping the money into the foundation. That's what I kind of understood from reading. I didn't get to read all because it was like a lot of pages, and I just went through it. And I was shocked that a tabloid like either the Globe or the Inquirer would carry a story like that for this month, because last month they also carried a story, and that they would go so deep into it where no one else is really covering it. To be honest with you, Jamie, I got no dog in that race. I think this country is finished. I think it's over. I don't care what anybody tells me. I mean, it's to me, I'm here, you know, in New York for like about, what, 52, 54 years since we came in from Florida, and I've never seen this like I see it. I mean,
well, I'll tell you what. Caesar, I'll tell you what will pick up your spirits. When President Donald Trump nominates a fitting replacement for Antonin Scalia, who is of Scalia's caliber, and Scalia was a giant. He wrote some incredible patriot decisions. Your spirits will be lifted, and your hope for this country will rise. What I shared with you just before you came on, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, this is incredible. It's hard to believe. She she says, you know, she says that she can't even, she doesn't even want to think about Donald Trump being elected. This is a Supreme Court justice. Now this is now that we don't have Antonin Scalia, who was the real patriot on the court, we have Elena Kagan, who's a Jew. We have Stephen Breyer. And she was appointed by Barack Obama. We have Stephen Breyer, a Jew, appointed by Bill Clinton. We have Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's 83 years old, appointed by Bill Clinton. That's three. We only have eight justices. That's three of the eight. We don't have a single Protestant white male on the court, not one. And the all 55 of the men at the signing of the Declaration of Independence were Protestant white males. But we don't merit one of the Supreme Court justice anymore. So you have Barack Obama, who wanted to appoint a fourth Jew to the court. So, you know, this is really out of hand. And Donald Trump is going to rein it in. He will give you somebody like Antonin Scalia, and then it'll be... Trump has said, this is going to happen so fast, it's going to make your head spin, Caesar. It'll be every day, there will be so much news out of a Trump White House. And it'll be such good news.
Jamie, do me a favor. If you get a chance, stop by the cigar shop where they have the newsstand and try to see if you could get... It's either the Globe or the Inquirer. Forgive me, I don't recall because... I just picked it up off the stand, and I didn't even check the name on it, but it's huge. It's like three pages, big pages.
I will have it.
And the guy covers, and I'm shocked that a tabloid would actually cover that.
I'm going to buy it. As soon as we finish the show, I'm going to go out and buy it, either the Globe or the Inquirer. I'll probably buy both. And the great news, folks, is this. Every week, these magazines, these tabloids, which heretofore no one has thought of as being, you know, like these are our source of good news and of good research and good reporting. Well, with the complete betrayal of the mainstream media and their complete repudiation of Donald Trump, they've just become lying, lying tools for the Hillary Clinton campaign. The tabloids they've filled the breach, and they are actually reporting fabulous, great research stories on Clinton, positive stories on Trump. It's wonderful reporting that's appearing in the tabloids. The only obstacle, folks, is that the tabloids cost $5. It's a little bit steep, but you can read them in the checkout stand there. And put your wrinkled version back in the rack when you're done with it and you're checking out. It's wonderful. I'll have that here for our audience tomorrow. And that's wonderful. The Clinton Foundation, you got it right, Caesar. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions. Sent into the Bill, get this, the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Foundation. That's the actual name of it. And this is, in fact, has been a slush fund. And Hillary, as Secretary of State, was selling influence, making deals in exchange, tit for tat, for these $100 million, $10 million contributions to her and Bill's and Chelsea's personal slush fund. And now let me give you some more stuff that we'll be doing, tomorrow and in future shows. Let's go to the Trump schedule. And we have, let me find it here, tomorrow Donald Trump is going to be somewhere, and we're going to report on it. We'll have it. He is going to be, here it comes. I've got so many tabs open, I'm like old Mother Hubbard who went to the cupboard. I have so many tabs, I don't know what to do. He is going to be tomorrow, July 11th, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at the Western Virginia Beach Town Center. Now, don't go there. It's not open to the public. It's a media event. Donald Trump will be giving a speech on veterans reform. That'll be great. We will cover that in full on this show. He's giving it at 1 p.m. Eastern time, so I will have had the whole day to digest what he said, to gauge reaction, and to bring it to you on this show. The next day, Tuesday, July 12th, Donald Trump will be in Westfield, Indiana, which is smack dab in the very middle of Indiana, like kind of just outside of Indianapolis, right in the heart of Indiana at the Grand Park Events Center. Westfield's a small town of about 30,000 people, and the Grand Park's Events Center is like a giant sports public recreation facility, so I don't know what kind of event he's planning, but you can go to this one. So if you're in Indiana, go. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. The event's at 7:30 p.m. and you can get tickets online at donaldjtrump.com. And if by the way, for any of these events, you know, our listeners have gone to Trump events in the past, as these campaign wears on. If you go to one of these events, please call into the show and let us know what was it like to be there. I can't wait for my first chance to be at a Donald Trump event. I missed one chance. Trump was in Bismarck, North Dakota, just a couple months ago. And I'm kind of tied down with my 4-year-old and my 11-year-old. Or I'd be out there in a New York minute at that Bismarck event. So we'll cover the Westfield event also. In our Tuesday show, we'll have plenty of time to have that full audio available for you, and we'll play that. I know you miss, we haven't had as much Trump audio as we had in earlier months, because Trump has been doing other things, like lining up a vice presidential candidate. He met on Thursday. What did he do on Thursday? He didn't give us a speech opportunity there because he was busy meeting with 200 members of the House of Representatives, Republicans, and 41 Senate Republicans. And we've got a report on that meeting at Breitbart. Let me give you that report. Here's what Breitbart reports, July 7th headline. The Thursday morning meeting between Donald Trump and members of the House Republican Conference was reported as productive and friendly, with GOP congressmen showing genuine affection and respect for the New York City developer. Members of the House of Representatives were appreciative of Mr. Trump's visit. Representative Blake Farren stated, "The biggest takeaway is that even before he is elected, he came and listened to the members of the House of Representatives. It is more than President Obama's done since I've been here." Farren continued, "I think it went really well. I think a lot of people were holding back because they did not know Donald Trump." Emily Miller, a senior political reporter at One America News, tweeted, "House Republicans who talked to press said meeting with Donald Trump unified the party. They now think he can win the White House." Speaker Paul D. Ryan also showed enthusiasm in a statement released after the meeting. "We had a great meeting, and I appreciate Donald Trump taking time to speak with House Republicans. Our members were grateful to hear about his general election plans and his desire to unify the party in advance of the critical election this November," unquote. So, let's see, I don't know who we have on the line. Is Caesar still with us?
Yeah, Jamie, quick question to you. I was reading the paper this morning at 4 in the morning at the newsstand, right?
Yes.
What I don't understand, and maybe you might be able to clarify, because I'm kind of stupid, you know? When Hillary and Bubba left the White House, didn't they take the furniture with them? And now they're worth over $500 million apiece?
Yes. Hillary, one incident I heard of, she took $86,000 worth of furniture. She got called on that and had to return it. She took it to their house in Chappaqua, New York. And when I say their house, neither of them, this is one of the interesting things, by the way, that the Globe has reported. It's either the Globe or the Inquirer, Caesar. They've reported, they did an investigation and they found, they checked the schedules and the logs of Hillary and Bill. And they found that those two people are never in the same place at the same time. They avoid each other. So if Hillary's
Bubba,
in the
right? You're talking about Bubba, right?
Bubba, yeah.
Bubba, yeah, okay. I like it when you call him Bubba.
Yeah. When Bubba's in the house, Hillary is away, and vice versa. When he's in New York, she's in Washington. And they so it's not a coincidence. This goes back years and years. So it's a marriage of convenience. They're not really married. They never were, and they're just two grasping maniacs for power who are using each other. They're in an alliance to further their interests. I mean, look at this. It's just so ridiculous. Hillary Clinton, the wife of the president, running to be president herself. I mean, folks, what does this smell like? It smells like an envious wife who is, you get to be what? You get to be president and I don't? You know, what other first lady has ever walked out of the White House arm in arm with her real husband thinking, now I have to have a chance to be president? I mean, it's ridiculous. Only a lesbian, marriage of convenience person would think she's in a contest with her husband. And so she has to be president now since he was president. I'm so happy, Caesar, that the Democrats landed on Hillary Clinton as their choice, because she is so weak. She is so pathetic. I really would be worried if the Democrats had half a brain and they picked a candidate that could fool, that could sucker the American people, like someone with like a good war record, a good military career, a fine family, but somebody who was, an absolute loony, one-worlder, globalist, multicultural, multiracialist, but otherwise squeaky clean. They could fool the American people, I think, with such a candidate one more time. Don't tell them I said that. They're too stupid to realize it on their own.
Jamie, and what's going to happen? I mean, the only guy we had, which was our guy, was Scalia, which he was the only guy we had on the Supreme Court. He was our guy, and we lost.
He was our guy.
Scalia was our guy.
Right, and he was probably murdered.
Think about it. But the thing is this, Jamie, no disrespect, what are we going to do if this woman does get into the White House. If she, I mean, my fear is, I don't, you know, the whole game is rigged. It's all rigged. I mean, if this woman gets in there, I mean, and you know what? And these people are stupid enough to put her in the White House.
Well, okay, what happens then? Now, I don't think it's going to happen, Caesar. I do not think it's going to happen. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I would be so shocked if come November 8th, the evening of November 8th, you and I are sitting here. That would be a Tuesday, wouldn't it? So we'll have this show on November 8th, and you know, we'll be looking at the election returns right here on this show. If they're coming in for Hillary Clinton, man, I'll tell you, whoo. Let's go to Pat Buchanan, what he said. He said, if knowing what we know of the congenital mendacity of Hillary Clinton, the nation chooses her as head of state and commander-in-chief, then that will tell us something about the America of 2016. And just before that, he'd written that, you know, he believed, oh, and then he said, and it will tell us something about the supposed superiority of democracy over other forms of government. We got a break here coming up.
Jamie, real Caesar. Quick, I just wanted to say...
No, hang on. Save it for right after the break in just a couple minutes, okay?
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me
I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn.
Folks, we're back.
Nobody's right.
We're back on the air. We lost Paul Fromm for a couple of minutes there. Good to have you back, Paul. Thanks to the genius of the engineers in Austin here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got you back. And Caesar, are you still with us?
Yeah, Jamie, real quick. They only take on the hat of commander-in-chief when the Congress declares war. Other than that, they are not commander-in-chief. This is not Russia.
Right. Well,
I don't know why they constantly say that they're commander in chief. Only when Congress declares war do they take on that hat.
Oh,
other than that,
all right. Well, now, and thank you very much for alerting us to the fact that there's another great article in a tabloid, either the Globe or the Inquirer. I'll have that for our audience tomorrow. And it's great that it's a many-page, thorough report on the Clinton Foundation. This Clinton Foundation, Caesar, is so corrupt. There's a book out called Clinton Cash by Peter Schweitzer. And this book should knock Hillary out completely, and Donald Trump will be running ads on it, talking about it, quoting from it, holding up copies of the book. I hope Donald Trump buys millions of copies of the book and distributes them. But the Clinton Foundation, Caesar, is so corrupt. Again, as Buchanan says, if the American people, knowing what they know about Hillary Clinton, if they, in spite of that, elect her, wow. I mean, we got to really, Caesar, you, me, Paul, all the rest of us, we've got to really sit down, hold our heads, and think for a long time about what our next step is.
Jamie, you really think that the American people know about Hillary? Here in New York, in Brooklyn, they were out there for Hillary, I mean, loving her, and I walked out, and I had my T-shirt. You know what my T-shirt said? Hillary what? For prison, 2016, and they thought it meant present. I said, you ain't reading it right. You got to read.
Yeah, Hillary for prison. Oh, that's good. Well, Caesar, thank you very much, buddy. We love you.
Thank you.
Now, folks, let's talk for a moment about something we talked about on this show for months. We had dozens of interviews. I don't know how many hours we talked about the plight of our cousins, our kinsmen, our white kinsmen in South Africa. We had some great guests and interviews from South Africa. And the American Freedom Party is putting together a book on the South African catastrophe. And this is a very badly needed book, and we're soliciting funding for that book. So I'm going to give you, in a little bit, I'm going to give you the website. We actually, a website has been set up for funding. And pardon me for another break, Paul, but we'll come back and talk about the South African book.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus.